Hello, Michael. We here?
Joe,
No,
how are
no.
y'all doing? Let me get this full screen. I was scrambling on my end to try to get this to work. This has been this is great. It's fantastic. My wife, Norma.
Hi.
Hi,
Hi,
Norma.
Norma. Good to see y'all. I feel like I know you. He talks about y'all all
I feel
the
sorry for you.
time. Oh, not at all.
No, you've become my new best
Yeah.
friend.
I love it. I love it.
We're waiting to try and see you on the video.
So on the bottom left, sometimes it says video. Yours might have a line through it.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute.
If
Oh,
you just,
yeah. Let me.
if you click on that, it should work. Aha, here we go.
Hey, now you get to see who will what we look like.
Oh, we can't see you yet. Where
It's
are
all
you? It's
black.
black.
Yes.
Do one.
So it's a black screen at the moment.
Oh.
All right. Well, I clicked on video.
Okay. Oh,
Okay.
it's gone.
Now. Did it
No.
work? No,
No,
I'm not.
it's still black. Have you got a camera on your device? Do you know?
Yeah. Well, I thought I did.
Yeah.
Used the Zoom before.
Yeah, we have.
Okay. That's a strange one, isn't it? Well, we're talking anyway, which is always great news.
You were there and then you went, didn't you? Well, we did see you, but we saw a black screen and then you won again. And the screen went.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm trying to see. I don't know. It says video.
What about
So
up there?
if you just press it again, just see if that.
Yeah, it's on off now.
Yeah, so if you press it on
Oh,
again,
see that?
no, it's just gone on blank again. Okay, don't worry.
Oh, a
Well,
shame.
I'm sorry.
No
Yes,
problem, no problem. So more importantly, how impressed are we with you?
yeah, my goodness
well,
gracious.
I've got to tell you, this has been quite an experience. You asked me some questions, Joe,
I did.
and I've got those those answers for you. About 6 months ago, I think it was, that I was just sitting looking through YouTube. I've gone down every rabbit hole, just a real quick go back. When
We're
I was about
listening.
When I was in my 50s, I got down to about a 9 handicap. And then it just kind of started going away. And I thought, well, it's just my age. So then I started looking for every answer in the world. And I think I've heard you, Joe, talk about going down rat holes. I've been on rabbit holes. I've been down every rabbit hole, tried several different methods of this guy and this guy, this technique, that technique. And one day, about 6 months ago, I was just looking at YouTube and I saw one of your older videos.
Yeah.
And what caught my eye was the thing in it was, you're not a professional. You're never going to be a professional, but you need to just enjoy golf. Just enjoy.
Right.
And I thought, well, this guy sounds pretty good. I've heard every cliche you could think of. So I watched it, and you were doing the simple setup technique. And
Yeah.
I thought, that makes sense. It made sense to me. So I started watching all of your youth for a couple of months. And then I finally decided, I just told my wife, I told Norma, I said, hey, I'm joined. So I got on with you guys on the training program. Now I've been working in the training. I sent you some videos in my backyard. I got to be honest with you. I hate the driving range. I
Yep.
just literally don't like to go to the driving range. I wind up banging my head against a brick wall.
Yeah.
But I promise you, I will do one for you
That's
because
okay.
I'm feeling so much better than I used to. And I'll tell you what happened. This is what's happened so far. started following your simple techniques, and then I got the training program and really started working through the training from one, from the first one through it, through the next one. Brilliant. And I've worked around, and I'm down in the putting, which I really need, the putting technique. But what, here's how this all went together for me. I was, keep my scores on a thing called, app called Golf Logic.
Yeah.
And I've got something like 290 rounds of golf on there. And I was running an average of 86 to 87, a round average, 17, 18 handicap.
Yeah.
So I started following your techniques and your method. And I did the simple setup, got me to the position I needed to be with the ball.
Yeah.
That was the first step. That was the thing that really was the key. The next big, and I mean, this was the revelation for me. You asked me what, Joe, what revelation I had. Mm. It was turning the body and making the arms go with the body.
Yeah.
Turning the body inside my barrel.
Yeah.
So over onto the right foot and not taking and swinging the arms.
Yes.
Turning the body and the arms come with it. That was probably the major revelation for me.
What did that do for you, Michael?
I was taking and just going all over the lot with my arms. Because when I would take them back, I was constantly trying to do something I can't do. I was trying to hit the ball, and I was not, it just wasn't working. Nothing I did. But when when I made the turn, I actually went up on my toe and made my turn, I found because with the setup, my arms are resting on my body to begin with. So I turn the body, the arms come with it, the club comes with the hands. And then the next revelation was the bending of the right arm, the right elbow, and just bringing the club up. Then it was the turn back through, and being in the right setup, I was able to hit the ball. Now, let me say this. I was pretty good before I started at hitting my driver. There's not a lot other than my driver has been more consistent with this technique or with your teaching. It's been more consistent. I'm hitting a lot more fairways. Mm-hmm. But the biggest change in my game has been my iron play. I've gone from 20 to 25% greens in regulation to over 55% average. Wow. That's
impressive.
That is the major change and it was just simply keeping my arms connected, going back, coming through, and making sure I come back to the same spot where my club is square to the ball. I'm hitting it where I want it. I'm aiming. One of your videos talked about, don't worry about where the pin is so much. Try to put the green in the middle of the green. I think he was British or a European golfer, and I can't remember his name. I always remember he talked about when he won tournaments over here in the States, watching him on the TV, the television, he made the comment, he aimed for the center of the green because it always gave him a shot for par, but yeah. It also gave him a shot for a birdie.
Yeah.
And so I'm really focusing on the center of the green and getting on the green in regulation.
And how far, Michael? Sorry to interrupt. How far would you say you average, let's say, a 7-iron and your driver?
All right, my 7-iron, it's beginning to start to come back to where I'm hitting it closer to 150. Oh. I hit my 7-iron somewhere between 140 and 150 yards.
Yeah.
And
good.
I hit my pitching wedge. I'll tell you this one. I played one of the hardest courses in Dallas. It's actually one of the top 10 courses in Dallas called Tennyson Highlands. T-E-N-N-I-S-O-N, Tennyson Highlands. And it I hit my drive, hit a good drive right in the middle of the fairway, hit my 5-wood, because I don't hit a 3-wood off the ground.
Good.
5-wood, left myself, I was 115 yards out, and the pin was toward the front, and the front edge was 100 out. So I hit my pitching wedge, hit on the front of the green, into the hole.
No.
Yes.
Whoa.
one of my few ever eagles.
Whoa.
I've had one hole in one in my life. And that happened a few years ago. But anyway, the major change in my game is greens in regulation.
Yeah.
I'm working through with you on the training on putting.
Yeah.
One of the things I found that you did that has helped my putting is bringing the shaft of my club up a closer to 90.
Yeah.
Lifting the tail of the club off of the ground just a hair.
Yeah.
Straight back, straight through. I primarily put with a spider.
Okay.
TaylorMade spider.
Yeah.
Most of my clubs are TaylorMade Sim 2 Max.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm loving them a lot more than I used to. Which my wife is really
happy. I might be getting a set.
My wife is much happier about that, because that way I'm not going to go spend money on a new set of clubs to try to figure out. And which is another rat hole, you know.
Yes.
It's not. It's a full friend of mine. He's 86. Doesn't play golf anymore. He always said, "It's not the arrow, it's not the bow, it's the Indian."
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. With wow. The putting, just coming back to the whole thing, how's physical tension.
Yeah, how's your body? Affected? Yeah, how's your body?
Wonderful. It is so good. Let me tell you this quick little funny story. Norma and I go 3 days a week to a exercise class.
Brilliant.
And it's called Silver Sneakers. Silver for the hair and the sneakers that you wear. It's a real workout.
Yeah.
Okay. Real workout. But one, and I wish you could see me on at my, I'll do this on my phone the next time. We do Brilliant. Use a band, and you take the band and you put it straight out. You spread your feet, put the band straight out in front of you, and you pull with your arms straight, and you're flexing your chest and your shoulder muscles. And then you turn to the right and turn to the left. And I thought, whoa, I've heard this before.
So, yeah,
so I started doing my La Danse du Goth.
Cool.
And in the class, and the instructor came over after class and said, you know, I caught you out of the corner of my eye. You're doing a very fluid motion, but everybody's got their feet flat on the floor. I said, I'm practicing my golf swing. And she said, well, we are trying to get you to open your hips, you know. And I said, well, I'm really opening them further than anybody else in this class because I'm turning a whole lot further than they are. She said, okay. She could tell she wasn't going to change me. I'm going to practice that. And that's the thing I do. I do it in the house. I'll be standing, doing things. I love, if people ask me, what are you doing? I said, I'm doing Le Danse du Goth.
Cool.
Michael, can you do us a favor? It's like, if you can, record yourself doing it. Because funnily enough, today we were just talking about little practice drills and exercises you can do at home, and you were going to record some this week, weren't you?
Yes.
But that'd be so cool to have Michael's video of you doing the same thing. That'd be so cool.
I will do it. I will send you.
That'd be cool.
I will have Norma video me doing the Danse du Goth, and she laughs at me when I do it in the house, but she can tell you I do it all the time. And what I'm trying to do is to just train myself to do it on every swing and not think about it, not have to think about it.
Where's this dedication come from? Because I can hear you smiling I can almost imagine you smiling as you're hitting the golf
ball. I'm just grinning from ear to ear.
Yeah, you can tell.
Just, I've always had anything I did or I do, I do it 100%.
Okay.
When I was a teenager, I water skied in competition. They don't do that much anymore. I used to do slalom and I just, it's you determine you're going to do it. You're going to really put yourself into it.
Yeah.
And that's the way I do everything. I did that in my job. I say I did that in my marriage, but my wife might not agree. We've been married 55 years.
Wow.
No way.
Michael, would you mind sharing how old you are or not?
I'm 78.
Wow.
I'll be 79 next month.
No, that's amazing. Way. What day?
The October the 11th.
Oh, no, nearly a Libra. Well, yeah,
you're Libra. I'm the 25th.
No, you're the 25th.
Yeah,
and Georgia, our daughter, she's on the 15th.
The 15th
of October.
Oh, how wonderful! I've got a pair of twins by my daughter. Our daughter has a pair of twins born on my birthday.
No way.
When I turn 79, they will turn 18.
No way. What a
result. As Norma tells me, she says, you don't get any more birthdays. You've had your birthday.
Yeah, save them.
No more presents for you.
Yeah, exactly. So, Michael, in terms of you're physically finding it easy, you know, good to play golf and easy to play golf, then like backs, knees, hips and that sort of thing. It's a body sort of friendly swing for you, is it then?
Now, I will tell you this. Using some of the other techniques that I tried, I hurt my knee and I hurt my back.
Mm-hmm.
Using this, it is so smooth.
Mm.
I'm turned inside that barrel. I put about 85-90% of my weight over on my right leg. Brilliant. But I've got to be inside the barrel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm just inside. Turning. Really turning it. And then turn back and I wind up with about 95% of my weight on my left foot. And 5% on my toe of my
an
right
imbalance?
Foot. Imbalance, pretty much imbalance. this is one of the things I wanted to talk to you about. It's one of the things that I am struggling with is the finish.
Yeah.
The finish. I have, do you remember Arnold Palmer?
I do.
You remember his finish?
Yeah.
I have an Arnold Palmer finish.
Okay.
And it's hard to get that to come on up over the shoulder and stay there. It wants to. The habit, years and years of habit of jerking that back.
Right. Okay.
So I'm working on that every day because it's I'm trying to break a habit and let that flow on up.
Mm. Have your friends commented on your swing or your game?
Oh, yes. They have commented quite a bit about the fact that that they've asked me what happened that you're all of a sudden hitting the greens and scoring so much better than they are. And because I play with a group of guys my age.
Right.
And if they break 90, they've done good. Now, a couple of times I've broken 80 playing with them, and they don't particularly care for that.
No, they won't like you anymore. You will have to find a new group of friends by the sounds of things.
Well, yeah. I've played with these guys for a long, long time.
Wow.
So, but they must be pleased for you.
They are.
Yeah.
One of the guys has asked me, and I've seen him, shared some of your videos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't try to push it.
Mm. Yeah.
But when one of them asks me, I don't mind telling them what it is that I'm doing.
Yeah.
And they laugh at me when I tell them, and I do my little dance for them, you know.
in doing that one exercise, Michael, there's six things that are happening when you're doing that. So the first thing is turning the body right and left.
Yes.
The second is a weight transfer right and left.
Yes.
The third is rhythm that people don't often associate with Le Dance de Golf, but it helps with the rhythm. It also helps with that coordination. And it sounds to me like the coordination has made the biggest difference. Matching the arms and body up, which is a wonderful thing. What I like to do as well when I'm practicing Le Dance de Golf is to hold my finish for 6 seconds. Mm. So when I turn onto my left side, up onto my right toe, hold it there for 6 seconds. That trains us to stay in balance,
okay,
which is super powerful. So 6 seconds hasn't come about by accident. Mm. It's roughly the flight of the golf ball. That's
right.
How long it's in the air. So if you can potentially hold your finish for 6 seconds, you've done an awful lot of things correct before that.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying on a golf course you have to hold it for 6 seconds, but you should be able to hold it for 6 seconds, if that makes
sense. That's what I'm trying to do.
And it sounds like you're doing a great job. And then the sixth thing would be is to do that in more of a relaxed state where you feel nice and comfortable. Mm-hmm. If you try doing Le Dance de Golf and feel really tight, it's really difficult to do. So it helps with relaxation as well, which is a wonderful thing. Exercise is awesome.
I do a lot of, before I step up to the ball on the tee box or out on the fairway, I breathe.
Mm.
Big, deep breaths, relax. Brilliant. And I try to make my movement as smooth. You call it coordination. I call it synchronization.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Absolutely.
Synchronize. It kind of goes back to my skiing days. When you're on one ski, you've got to make sure your body is synchronized with your legs and feet.
Yeah.
So I'm synchronizing my body and my swing.
Mm.
And that's what's really helped me. But I noticed that the first time I noticed I really had found something good was when I struck an iron using your method, and it went where I wanted it to go. The smooth feeling, the snap of the ball off of the club face, it's pleasure.
Yeah.
Michael, I know we talk on our website a lot about transformation, but it sounds like your golf has been completely transformed, doesn't it? And this is in a short period of time, I think, as well.
No, this is working on it all summer. I have worked on summer. It.
Yeah.
Such a
rapid transformation that I've thought that's a quite a short time, really. Sure. Where you say all over summer. You joined proper golf in when? Not very long ago.
It was amazing to me. It's been kind of amazing to me that I found a little app, and I don't remember what the name of it is. I found this app that you can put in your scores and the slope and the rating of the course. Mm. So actually my handicap on that over the last 12 rounds is 8.7.
Mm. I'm just blown away.
I mean, when we started emailing each other, I remember when you first joined and you were really excited to become a member, and we were excited as well. Yeah. So we were exchanging emails, and then you said, "Oh, I've got a busy family time," and then it was quiet, and then all of a sudden, Michael's emailing. Why Michael's emailing? Michael's got half his handicap. I was like, "What? Well, that only seemed like 5 minutes ago since you were saying hello. How are you? And I'm busy over summer."
It has. It's been very quick.
Amazing.
It's been quick, but it's been fun.
Yeah.
I want to improve my putting, and I want to continue so that I can feel comfortable playing with anybody.
Yes.
Being my age, I don't refer to it as the ladies tee. It is the forward tee.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
For senior citizens. Yeah. So, but it's what I have to, it's to enjoy it. And you've got to play where your game takes you. I have figured out by going to a local PGA Superstore and using their bay with screen where it actually tells you, I hit my driver somewhere in the neighborhood of 190 to 200.
Brilliant.
A little over 200 sometimes, a little less than 190 sometimes. But I've gotten much more consistent.
Mm.
200.
I would imagine less effort as well, effortless sort of thing.
So much less effort. Yeah. So much less effort. I'm comfortable. I enjoy my golf. Mm-hmm. I enjoy going. I enjoy playing.
Yeah.
And I enjoy watching it.
Much more so than before?
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Do what? Say it again.
More so than before?
Oh, yes. I would get so frustrated with my game. My wife can tell you, she could always tell how I played by how I came in the door.
Yeah.
If I was pleasant, then I did fine.
Yeah.
If she would head the other way. Not really, but she didn't want to hear about it.
I nearly said that at the beginning when we started the call, when Norm was joining us. And when you said you're really happy about your golf, I was nearly going to say, I bet Norma is as well.
Yeah, did you hear? She is really happy that I'm happy.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, just absolutely thrilled.
Now, yeah. I want to approach you with real quickly, and I know y'all have got other things to do. One of the things that Norma is really encouraging me to do because she wants to, is if we maybe could work out maybe next spring, we could come and I could do a day or some kind of work with you, because we love coming to to England. We've been over there. We've traveled around, and we would love to come and maybe, you know, have some time.
That wouldn't be.
We would absolutely love you to come. We live in a very really really nice part of the UK. We're very very blessed to live in a very in a beautiful place called Royal Leamington Spa. It's only one of three places in the UK that are allowed to call itself royal. But it's like a Regency town. It's got a lot of historic castles. We're next to a place called Warwick Castle, which is, I think, the most visited historic castle in the UK. Yeah. It's just a really historical place to be. It's beautiful. I'd absolutely love to show you around. There's rivers, there's parks, there's Regency. It's just beautiful. It's beautiful. We're right next to a beautiful hotel as well. So, yeah, we'd love to have you. Be amazing.
How far are you away from North Carolina?
Having said that, we'd love to have you over, but they're not that far away, I don't think.
In North Carolina is a flight. Usually, flight from Dallas to North Carolina.
Easy.
It's a fairly easy get flight. That's a fairly standard into what's the big city in Carolina?
Charleston.
No.
You can find to
we can get to North Carolina.
Easy.
I have a son that lives just north of Atlanta. So that's just up the road from Atlanta.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Breaking news, really, isn't it? Breaking news that when you say next spring, we have somebody similar to yourself was watching Julian on YouTube and said, "This is amazing, this thing, you've got to come to America." So we're just working on a plan that should put us in North Carolina after the Masters.
Straight after the Masters.
Oh,
the Monday after the Masters
finishes on Sunday, and then we're going to do, at the moment, it's looking like we're going to do a 2-day program and another 2-day program, and then have a rest on Good Friday, and then a 1-day program on the Saturday. But yeah, in North Carolina. So we're working on the plan and we can't wait. Really, just so excited.
Could be really cool.
For such a long time, aren't we?
Yeah,
we're so excited.
Sounds fantastic. I would love to do that. And I know that I'm married to someone who would like to also come to England sometime.
100%.
Perfect. Yeah,
and definitely. Do that too.
Yeah, 100%. It's so, well, I think next year. Well, I meant to say to you today that previously we used to run quite a lot of 1 and 2 day courses where you can stay over, you know, and tag on and stuff. So I think fairly, before the end of the year, we might put out some dates for the year, so you can join one of those courses. But where we do them is Oxford, so, and then you've got the, you know, that again is Oxford is beautiful. That may or may not be the venue, but I think with the book coming out, you've probably heard that we've got a book coming out. Put some 1 or 2 day courses on over here. But they, before lockdown, we used to get people from everywhere, a lot of people from the United States, from Australia. We had one couple stay for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
6 weeks.
Oh, well, I'm not going to stay 6 weeks, but.
They weren't going to either.
They would stay for 2 days.
He was retired. They were from Canberra. So his wife said, a bit like Norma, his wife said, "Look, you know, you need to go and see Julian, you know, take the pilgrimage to go and see Julian." And he arrived on the first day, didn't he? And he said, "Oh, my wife, she's not really interested. She doesn't want to." And Julian said, "Well, give it a go, you know, anyway." So they cancelled all their tour. They cancelled all their plans to go anywhere else. And they literally stayed for 6 weeks.
It's amazing, wasn't it?
Norma would do that in a heartbeat. I definitely would like to spend some time, and that sounds good. We will have to look at the North Carolina and maybe and maybe doing the England at a later date. And but I am really pleased. I'm happy. I feel like I can step on the course and play fairly well, and not go home aggravated or upset.
An old coach of mine, he's not an old coach, a guy I used to go to when I used to play a lot, he's actually one of the top three coaches in the world now, Pete Cowan, his name.
Yes.
So Pete's quite a blunt character, and I used to have a terrible temper as a player. This is when I was a lot younger, and I used to throw my clubs and get angry and things like that.
That road.
And Pete said to me, I threw my club one day, and he looked me straight in the eye, says, "Julian, you're not good enough to get angry, get curious." And from that moment on, that's really where it sparked me into figuring out golf, really, you know. And I've been through the pain. I've had lower back pain, I've had chronic left knee pain. You know, I've been frustrated, I've cried on the golf course, I've walked off golf courses, and it's not a nice place to be. And I've never been happier playing golf, but I've never been happier coaching golf. And your story is so inspiring. And there's a lot of golfers similar to you out there who are behind you and going, you know, they're in that frustrated state, and we want to show them there's a better way. And your story is so, I want to share this with people.
Yeah,
there.
I love it. I think it's brilliant.
Inspire
Please
people.
Do. Please do. I have no problem with that. I tell you, I learned my lesson. You got it from a coach. I got it from my son. I got upset years ago, and he was playing golf with me, and he was taking golf lessons, and he's somebody that he's really stayed with it. This is a kid that could have really been good, but his school came first. But I got really angry, slamming my club, cursing, doing all kinds of things. And I turned around, and he was nowhere to be found. He was driving the golf cart. And I asked some of the other guys. They said, last we saw of him, he was gone back toward the clubhouse. I walked back up there carrying my club, got back up there, and he told me to my face, "I never want to play golf with you again, Dad, until you can change your attitude."
Wow, what a lesson.
Now, that was a revelation. Yeah. So I've really changed my attitude. But he and I'll tell you this, because he turns 50 in November, and I turn 79, I play with a group of guys that twice a year, we go away to a place up in Arkansas. It's called Glenwood. And it's a Glenwood Golf Club. They've got lodges, got a lodge where we can stay. We go up on a Thursday, and we play 108 holes of golf in 4 days.
Oh, nice.
18 on Thursday afternoon, 36 on Friday, 36 on Saturday, and 18 on Sunday, and then drive home.
Wow.
And for his birthday this year, I'm bringing him from Atlanta, and he is going with me. He's never gotten to go to this. He's going to go with me, and I am going to show him a different golfer.
What a wonderful thing to do. Wonderful.
That's
impressive. That's powerful.
And I am really happy to get to do it.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he and I are going to have a really good time.
And a shiver down me.
Yeah, that's
awesome. Yeah. I know how important that is to you. You know, I remember the last time I played with my dad, and, you know, I was having to push his cart around and help him up the holes where I never used to. And yeah, you never forget those memories. And that's a wonderful thing to go and experience together.
I hope it won't be the last time we get to do something, but we haven't had a chance to really do much together because they live north of Atlanta and we live in Dallas. Our daughter lives over here near, not far from us, and her four children, and then him and his wife, he and his wife, they have three children. So, you know, we go, we drive over there, but you just, you know, you never have time.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make time.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I remember the last time my dad's still with us, isn't he? But he can't play golf anymore, can he? But the last time I played with him, I took him to the Canary Islands in Tenerife, and he's never played, does he? But it was amazing. We you know, we got invited to go and play this golf course, which is a really aspirational golf course for my dad. And yeah, he'd never played after that, has he? He'd never flown after that either, because that was before lockdown. Yeah, but I think that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Fond memories.
Yeah. Wow.
100%.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, Michael, you're such an inspiration, if I'm honest.
It's amazing.
We've told quite a few people about you, and you know, we said we're going to hop on this call today, and I've taken quite a few notes of what you said, and I'm just inspired. That drives me to do more and help more people.
Both of us, both of us, 100%. And I'm hoping that the audio sounds really good from here.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that I can maybe take the audio off and then put it out maybe as an audio, like a podcast or something like that. Hopefully, if the sound quality is okay.
But I'm sorry, I don't have the video. I don't know.
Don't worry.
I think it's been such a really good conversation for people to want to listen to anyway, regardless of the. And sometimes when you're listening, it's almost better because you're not distracted by anything going on in the background or whatever. So, fingers crossed.
Yeah, it sounds like if you get the putting really nailed down, and you know, we can easily exchange. Content on that as well as other things that we can do. But in the members area where we have the Zoom meetings in the library,
right?
If you ever go through that, there's one with Stan Utley, who's
with whom?
Stan Utley, U-T-L-Y, Utley.
Okay, Stan.
So he's an American coach, but he was a guest speaker. And he holds a world record for the least amount of putts in 9 holes, which was 7. So Stan is a good friend of one of the members, a guy called Stuart Bernstein, and he invited him. And Stan, you know, we chatted for an hour, and it was just really interesting listening to him. And he's got some good things in there with putting. So that podcast is well worth... It's not a podcast, sorry. It's a members Zoom meeting.
Okay.
It's well worth looking in the library. There's 75, 76 videos in there. So you go through it. Guy, it must be probably 18 months ago. Easily. It might even be 2 years ago.
Do you know where we're talking about, Michael? Yeah. In the,
yes, I do.
Training I've seen at the bottom.
Members. What I'll do is if I come across it, we'll send you the link.
All right.
It's an interesting one to listen to. Stan's quite an interesting character.
Yeah.
But you know, he was credited for, you know, Charles Barkley.
Yes.
So he had a very strange swing, and Stan helped him play much better. He had the yips in his golf swing, and he changed it.
Oh, absolutely! He's got the worst swing I've ever seen in my life.
It's better now. If you see it now, it's better. But worth having a look at that one. Definitely.
Didn't you go to school with Charles?
No, he was younger than.
Okay. Charles went to the same university that my wife graduated from.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Goodness. Oh, me. That's cool.
Michael, and my daughter and my son.
Thank you ever so much. Thank you ever so much for today. Oh, my goodness me. It's amazing. Yeah. If we can get the audio, we'll share it.
We'll find
a way to share the story. It's a fantastic inspiration.
Use whatever you can. I appreciate it that you would want to. That really, really honors me that you, but I am so happy with my golf swing right now. I can only hope and pray that it continues to get better.
It will do. It will
I'd
do.
Like, to, I'd like to break 80 on a consistent basis.
I love it. Just remind me not to play you for money.
Lovely. Well,
Wonderful, Michael.
Thank you to Norma as well for being such a...
And
yeah, if you can send us a picture of you two as well, so then we know what you look like, that'd be amazing.
All right, we'll see if we can get when I send you the video of me doing that, I will.
Yeah, brilliant.
That'd be awesome. Picture of her and me both.
Brilliant, Michael. Oh, you've been absolute star today. Thank you ever so much. It's getting dark here now, so thank you ever so much, you guys, and we'll see you again soon.
All right, bye bye.
Take care. Bye. Bye bye.